Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Jamal Cole is the CEO of My Block, My Hood, My City. Jamal, I've been following you. You're in Brighton Park now, huh?
I am in Brighton Park. How are you doing today, Lisa?
I'm doing well, and I know that, you know, you love the restaurants, and we think that's the coolest thing. Every Chicago neighborhood has great restaurants, but somebody sent in a text. They knew you were coming on today, and they said you must try Falco's Pizza. It's been there since 1964, and that you'll love it.
Okay, Falco's Pizza. I definitely will try that. Definitely. I heard somebody say that on social media, too, so thank you for the shout-out. I definitely will do that.
Tell everybody again why you're doing this.
Yeah, so again, I'm Jamal Cole, founder of My Block, My Hood, My City. Last year, I went to 100 blocks in 100 days to figure out how we can serve people better with our block club organizing. And I felt like just spending 1 hour on the block wasn't long enough. I didn't go to the farmer's markets. I couldn't understand the history of the neighborhood, the grocery store, the library, the alderman, the state rep. And so I just reimagined service, and I said, I'm going to live in the communities. What better way to help people than live amongst them so you can actually walk their walk, understand their plight? And so I decided to live in all 77 communities for a month at a time, and this is month nine. Month one was South Shore. Month two was Pullman. Month three was Uptown. Month four was Humble Park. Month five was Rogers Park. Month six was Porches Park. Month seven was Chicago Lawn. Month eight was North Lawndale. And now month nine, Brighton Park. Brighton Park, baby.
So, what is it? Like, I don't know. Is it 2032 or whatever? We should expect you on the ballot for mayor?
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's it right there.
Yeah. I mean, you'll know more about this city than anyone else. And you posted online. You should follow him online, okay, on Instagram. You can follow Jamal Cole. You can look up Live77. But you said it was your first night living in a Spanish neighborhood.
Yeah. Definitely. My first night, you know, living in a, I mean, besides Humble Park, was my first night living in a Spanish neighborhood. And just the music of the people that pass by, you know, down Archer, you hear the Spanish music playing. You know, you go to the grocery stores, and it's like a, you know, it kind of like mimics the gardens in Mexico or the markets in Mexico. And it's like so much, it's a full garden. You got every, you know, spice you've ever seen, every pepper you've ever seen, every green you've ever seen. It's a lot different than the grocery stores in Chatham. So that's a wow. But also, I'm even seeing the ice free zone signs. You know, there's a lot of ice zones like where, you know, saying, hey, you know, Mayor Johnson has said that these are, you know, especially in Brighton Park, it's going to be an ice free zone, so no ice can enter there. And so in order to show solidarity, the businesses and the grocery stores, they have signs on their windows, you know, blocking out ice. And I just think that is a, everybody's walking around with whistles, and there's like a cadence to the whistle. Like if you see ice, and they if you see them, you blow the whistle a few times. But if they're detaining somebody, then you blow the whistle a long time. It's just so much going on in the community. But they ice is not welcome in Brighton Park, and the community is all saying that pretty much.
And how's the vibe? I mean, people must be pretty stressed. The level of stress has to be pretty high these days.
Yeah, I mean, because they're hopping out, you know, and they're paying people student loans off and paying them $30,000 or $50,000 to sign up to be an ICE agent. It's unbelievable what they're doing to people to make them uncomfortable. But no, I think that when it comes down to it, you can't just come on somebody's you don't have consent to come on these private properties and trespass and pull people out of grocery stores and pull people out of schools. And so the Brighton Park community, they're showing solidarity by everybody, you know, not only doing Know Your Rights workshops, but Know Your Rights outreach. And also showing solidarity by having these Protecting Chicago no trespassing signs on their businesses.
Jamal Cole is the founder and CEO of My Block, My Hood, My City. Do they still have that display at the top of the John Hancock?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, okay. They definitely have it at the top of Hancock. 360 Chicago is a big supporter of ours. Yeah, they do. And, you know, the main reason I'm doing this, Lisa, is to highlight the positive things in the neighborhoods. When you Google Chicago, Google Brighton Park, Google Humble Park, Google North Lawndale, the first thing that'll come up is something negative.
Crime statistics.
What I'm doing here is I'm actually highlighting the positive things, the assets, and then connecting people to the power that exists in the neighborhood, because a lot of people don't even know the nonprofit that exists across the street or Esperanza Health Center in Brighton Park. They've been around for years, and they serve 150,000 people in that community for free, by the way. You know, and this place is there. And you don't when you Google Brighton Park, you don't see Esperanza Health Center. You just see about the negative or ICE or something like that. So this is what I'm doing, is highlighting the positive things in neighborhoods.
I would imagine all the ICE activity is actually bringing neighbors together. Maybe people who hadn't really engaged in the past, but now they're together as a community.
Yeah, definitely. And I've seen that. What's something simple you can do to have a positive impact on your block, you know? And, you know, my team member Ashley was telling me in her community they're passing out whistles and everything like that. And that, you know, that's showing solidarity. We are selling Spanish My Block, My Hood, My City hoodies, and all the proceeds from our hoodies are going towards Know Your Rights trainings and Know Your Rights outreach. So if you go to our website at formyblock.org, you can actually buy the Brighton Park hoodie that has a Spanish logo and a Brighton Park image on the back. And all the money from that goes towards Know Your Rights trainings and Know Your Rights outreach.
So, Jamal, this is neighborhood number 9 of 77 neighborhoods that you're going to spend 30 days living in. What have you found that is a commonality among all of these neighborhoods?
I think that that's a great question. I think that the number one thing I found, you put me on the spot, but I would say the number one thing that I found in these communities is that, you know, Chicago's like one big house, man. It's like one big mansion, and the communities are like different rooms. And some communities are Chicago, right, but they're so far away, nobody ever goes to that side of the house, you know? And some places are like additions to the houses, but I say the west sides and the south sides have a lot of personality, you know? But I think that one thing that it's taught me is that human connection is the most powerful force in the world. Like when you actually show up on someone's block and you talk to them face to face, they know what issues they're going through. And when you actually show up to them, you actually can build that social capital, which you can't just do it from, you know, the top of City Hall, or you can't do it from Springfield. You actually got to get out in the communities, talk to the people, and see how to culturally serve them best. Because just something that works in, you know, in your side of town is not going to be culturally correct in this side of town, you know? So how can you get out to people and talk to them and help them better? So that's kind of, human connection is the most powerful force in the world. I want to be in every single corner of the city and engage with it. And, you can have a lot of different experiences living on two different sides of Chicago. So
that's cool. All right. Tell everybody how to follow you again.
Please follow me. My organization is My Block, My Hood, My City. Everything online is My Block, My Hood, My City. Our website is formyblock.org. That's formyblock.org. And my personal Instagram is Jamal_Cole. That's JAHMAL_COLE. And you can keep up with me daily. I post at least 3 times a day what I'm doing. Let me know what you guys want me to do while I'm in Brighton Park.
Awesome. Great to catch up with you. Keep up the good work.
You're the truth, Lisa. Be safe. Peace.